Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, have you ever wondered what separates you from richer, more successful people? It comes down to two simple words: mindset and habits. And this is going to be a super fun episode of Early to Rise Radio where we share with you the biggest takeaways from some of my billionaire friends like Jesse Itzler, as well as other empire builders like Ed Milet, Amanda Bucci, and Sharon Srivatsa, who's not only one of my clients, but also one of my speakers at the Perfect Life Retreat. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and I want you to join me on a deep dive into the incredible, unreasonable thinking that is the foundation of success for most high performers. Forget about the stupid words of hustle and grind and step up to the next phase of your evolution as an empire builder. Now, when you're done listening to this, you're going to see that anything is possible for you. And even better, at the end of the show, I'm going to show you how to take the next step, okay? So the summary is going to show you how to take the next step so that you can continue your journey to becoming your best self. But for now, it's time to show you everything about the best mindset and habits of self-made multi-millionaires. Hey, listen, if you ever wondered what makes millionaires so dedicated, so persistent, and just so driven, that's what we're going to talk about today on this episode of the Empire Podcast Show. I'm Craig Valentine.
And I'm Bedros Koulian. Welcome to the Empire Podcast.
Listen, one of our most popular shows was about the habits of self-made millionaires. Now, habits are different than mindset. And recently, you have been doing amazing inside looks with Jesse Itzler, Amanda Bucci, Ed Milet, Sharon Srivatsa, and we've gotten some great information. So I want to ask you, and then I'm going to share it with myself, what your biggest takeaway was. So let's start with Jesse, because Jesse Itzler is an amazing dude. What was your number one takeaway from Jesse?
You know, my number one takeaway from Jesse was to be unrealistic. And it's a way that I've lived my life anyhow. And in fact, today I was emailing back and forth. Gosh, I you know what? I'm going to share this anyway. We're fully transparent here. But I was emailing back and forth with my editor from my publisher, from my book, Man Up.
Right.
And they sent us 200 copies of the advanced books, you know, that says, hey, this is
the galley proof.
Yeah, galley proof, exactly. It hasn't been completely proofed yet. And immediately I found a typo on the very back page in the Lewis House testimonial.
Got it.
And of course, in the very first page, in the preface, I found a typo. And that didn't sit well with me. So I said, hey, just change these two and send me another 200 copies. I said, no, we don't do it that way. And I said, well, do it. I want it that way because I'm very specific in how I want things. And she goes, well, it's gonna take 3 weeks. I said, I need it faster. She goes, I need to only give you a realistic timeline. And I sent her a long email, very passionate email. And I said, Jennifer, I need you to be unrealistic in your expectations because right now at this very moment, there's a rocket with a Tesla being shipped off to Mars. And I said, Elon Musk is unrealistic in his expectations of putting a Tesla automobile on the planet Mars. And so if he could do that, you can send me another 200 copies of my book.
Speaking of Elon Musk, let me just say, I just was reading an article today. They're building more Teslas in a tent.
In a tent.
Okay. So it's like, well, we don't have a new factory. We're going to have to wait. No, we're going to set up a tent because he's unrealistic. Now, you just posted about that on your Instagram the other day. And I loved it. I loved it. Be unrealistic.
Yeah.
Rant about it a little bit more.
Well, because where does that come from, right? So mom and dad raised us and they lived at a slower time. And they were raised by their mom and dad who lived even at a slower time.
That came from modest means.
Yeah, modest means. And of course, their mom and dad came from the Great Depression when, well, what's realistic? I mean, realistic is having shoes where your toes are sticking out. Realistic is having a piece of meat that big where their family six have to eat that once. So their idealisms of realism is different than now with technology and with opportunities and with the ability to move faster. And so we have to stop thinking the old-fashioned way of what mom and dad in the school system taught us. Why be realistic? Why not be unrealistic? Why not be unreasonable in your expectations so that you can achieve more, do more in this limited amount of 100 years or so that we have of life on this planet?
Right? Absolutely, absolutely. And so my biggest takeaway is similar to that from Jesse Itzler, was do whatever it takes. So my favorite story about him is he's, you know, in early 20s, he's trying to record a rap album. He's bicycling on the Long Island Expressway at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. It's the only time he's, you know, it's 22 miles to get to the recording studio. Only time that they'll give him recording studio time for free. He does that, then bikes back to go and work at his job at a kiddie pool. I mean, that just is awesome. And that was just one of the many stories, right?
And by the way, those of you watching and listening to this, if you don't know Jesse Itzler, the guy's a nut. For one, he's never been on a private jet. And the first time he sees one, he turns to his buddy and he goes, and I think they were like in their like early 30s or late 20s. He goes, yeah. We need to start a private jet company so we can be on these things.
Right.
And they literally pitch it to
Marquis Jet. They were Marquis Jets.
They were, yeah.
Net Jets. Warren Buffett's Net Jets.
Exactly. And it became Marquis Jets, and it later was sold back to Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
And then the guy goes and helps start Zico Coconut Water and sells it to Coca-Cola. So when you think about two big empires that he's built and sold, it's because he thinks at an unrealistic level. Now, people around him probably think he's a fool, he's crazy, he's an idealist.
Oh, here he goes again.
But who gets the last laugh?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's another guy that's absolutely amazing, Ed Mylett. What did you learn from doing your inside look with him?
You know what? Ed Mylett is a very special person because the way he tells a story is unlike any other way. And the way he told me at the very end, the last thing I asked him was, you know, how do you want your life to look? He goes, look, when I die and I go to heaven, he goes, the last thing I want to happen is for God to go, these are the expectations that I had you at.
Right.
This is where I wanted you to become, but you were far from ever reaching your fullest potential. So he says, I have the obligation to strive more, take more risks, put in more effort to become the man, the leader, the entrepreneur, the visionary, the parent, the father, the spouse that I'm going to be when I die, right?
Because chasing the best version of
yourself. Yeah, absolutely.
Day.
I thought that was profound, man, because if you start thinking of that, like what if you meet your maker and he goes, this is the blueprint I had of you, but you only got this close. Ooh, that's painful.
Yeah, it's, you know, everybody says I want to live up to my full potential, but that's just so esoteric. It doesn't mean much. Yeah. But when he phrased it that way, it was just so great, because the funny thing is I actually transcribed that one because I was going through it to ask him questions. And I just, when I saw that, I copied and pasted it. I saved that because it's just such a really great message. Now, the lesson that I took from Ed Mylett, and I know he said this to you as well, is that when he gets knocked down, he gets up faster than anybody else. And so we all hear about, you know, you get up when you get knocked down and, you know, you need to embrace failure and do that. But there's one thing to like take failure and then, you know, I got to take a couple weeks off here. No, he gets right up and, you know, moves into the next punch or whatever. So that's another thing that I learned from him. Just move faster. Jesse moved fast. Ed moved fast. Now let's talk about our friend Sharon Srivatsa.
Yes.
What thunder and fire did he drop to you?
I have actually stolen this phrase from him because I think he so eloquently shared it on the Empire podcast show when I interviewed him, and that was singularity of focus.
Got it.
Right? It is so important to have singularity of focus. In other words, I think it wasn't until the early 1900s that the word priority became priorities, or maybe it was 1400s, whatever it was.
Well, I think it was more recent, actually.
Was it
the last 40 years or something? Okay. It used to be priority.
Yeah, you only had one priority. And today when we talk about it, we go, hey, Craig, what are your priorities?
What are your top three priorities for the next 30 minutes?
And so often we focus on so many things, right? We focus on so many priorities. When you look at focus, what is focus? To come together in clarity, narrow focus. And singularity of focus, he says, was a single factor that helped take his company to 10X in 5 years, from $300 million to $3 billion in sales, and then he sold it. So, hey, if that works for him, it's going to work for anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. And the biggest thing that I took from Sharon was his focus, his singularity of focus on systems and numbers. I actually just spent all day Saturday with him, and it was just amazing. He was actually kind of frustrated. He's like, Craig, I don't understand. You know, you have your gift and Bedros has his gift. I'm still searching for mine. I'm like, no, you're just a machine. You are just able to turn everything into a machine. He, you know, taught at one of our Empire Mastermind meetings one day, and he just turned everybody's business into a machine. And as soon as, like, you He asks you a couple questions, and as soon as he gets the information, he just spits out these numbers and systems and processes to make you more money really fast. It's awesome.
That really is a mindset that can be developed, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, this episode is all about a mindset. Well, singularity of focus is a discipline. Look,
right.
There's Instagram, there's Facebook, there's YouTube, there's should I write a book, should I start a blog? There's many priorities, but singularity of focus says commit to one thing and do it better than anybody else. And that's a discipline. Same thing with the numbers and the systems that he has.
Yeah.
Anyone can develop that skill. And if you don't want to do it yourself in the long term, you'll ultimately hire someone. But it's the mindset of, I have to run my business by the numbers and systems versus anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been on this some pretty hard stuff right now. Let's go to Amanda Bucci. What did you learn from that amazing, amazing young woman?
You know, she's such a nice young soul who
just happens to be an empire builder at the same time.
Is an empire builder. And she's, what, 26 years old?
I think she's 24, 25.
Okay, so
you want to be on the underside.
That's true. That's true. With the ladies.
She's 21, I think?
Yeah, I think she's 21. But where Amanda Bucci's concerned, the biggest takeaway I got in addition to her relentless drive was that you're never too young.
Got it.
So many of our listeners and viewers think that when I'm in my 30s is when I can really step up. Because who am I to step up and ask a question of Grant Cardone, Ed Milet, Andy Frisella, right, all these people? Listen, why aren't you qualified? You're young, you're motivated, you're driven. Age no longer becomes a number. Now is the time to do it. If I can go back 20 years, I would have taken more risks, put in more effort in my 20s, but I waited to mature in my 30s. And that's the biggest takeaway I got from Amanda, man.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Her mindset of, hey, you know what, I'm young, but I've got this old soul mentality that I'm going to make things happen.
Awesome. And my biggest takeaway, I loved how she was telling you her story of, Rhode Island is obviously, it's too small. I got to think bigger. I learned about these people in California. I'm going to go with $100 in my pocket across the country, get a waitressing job. Man, that was just really, really fantastic. Because again, so many people think, oh, well, this is where I live. You know, as soon as I leave, they're going to like hit the shock collar on me or something. Like, no, they're not. I mean, you have the freedom to move around the world, around your country. Same with events, man. When people say, hey, I see you're coming to Dallas, but you're not coming to Plano, Texas, or you're not coming to Tupelo, you know, because I'm never coming to Tupelo. But listen, don't ask people like, hey, when are you coming here? Instead, say, how can I get there, right?
Yeah. That's it. That's the mindset.
All right. What about little thinking? What another little rant here. Where are people thinking too small?
Man, I think where people are thinking too small is the amount of risk that they should take. I think people are trying to play it too safe. They're still bubble wrapping things. They're bubble wrapping their lives. They're putting leaving the training wheels on a little too long. And they're trying to alleviate risk. But in the process, what they're doing is they're constantly kicking the can of success down the road if they ever get to it. I say take the risks now, because there's never been a time in history that you could recover faster than today.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, you and I could lose it all, but just knowing what we know, we can regain faster than we got it 15 years ago, right? Because we have more resources and access to us than ever before. So that's where the small thinking comes in today, is you're not taking fast enough and big enough risks.
Awesome. So listen, move fast, think big, and go all in, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. That's the mindset of the self-made millionaire, multimillionaire, and billionaire that we've had on these shows here at the Empire Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us for another amazing episode of the Empire Podcast. Now, the greatest compliment that you can give to us is liking, loving, and sharing this episode with all of your friends. So please go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating, and then share it online and social media with everyone that you know, and make sure to tag us, because we love hearing from Empire listeners.
And if you own a business that's doing $500,000 or more in annual revenues, and you know it's got massive potential, and you'd like myself and Craig Ballantyne to help you scale it by 5x, 10x, and 20x in the shortest amount of time possible, then you might be a great candidate for the Empire Mastermind program that we have. To learn more about the Empire Mastermind program, go to bedroskulian.com/empire.
Absolutely amazing episode. Now remember this big takeaway lesson. Mindset and habits are the two biggest things that will supercharge your life and your business. The key to living your best life is believing that you can overcome what is in your way and live that best life, and to move fast. That's absolutely what I loved so much about Empire Builders. Now today I gave you part of the recipe, but for the full formula, you're going to want to join me at one of my in-person events. So please go to perfectlifeworkshop.com and fill out the application. Choose your location to get the coaching you need to go to the next level in every area of your life, because I do travel around the world doing my workshops, and I want to see you at one soon. Until then, let me know what you thought of today's show. Head over to iTunes and give us a review and a 5-star ranking. This one deserves 6, but I think you can only give us 5. This one was absolutely amazing. So I've been using this system for years, the mindset and the habits. And if you've read the Perfect Day Formula, you know that I've built this in so many areas to help you, but we can only go so far in the book. And so that's why when you're ready to get a step-by-step custom blueprint for your success, and also get my accountability for the next 12 months, just like I've done for my clients like Sharon, Shanda Sumter, Bedros Koulian, all speakers at my retreat, and as well as so many other entrepreneurs in other areas of life, including CEOs of billion-dollar companies, then visit perfectlifeworkshop.com today so that you can apply and we can get to one of that coaching events for you. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And don't miss Sharon and Bedros and Shanda, who are my speakers at the Perfect Life Retreat. You're going to get 2 free tickets to the retreat when you attend a workshop, all right? So it's going to be a game changer for you, and I really look forward to seeing you soon. Bye-bye.